This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Strong expansion of social, physical and digital infrastructure is the top priority of the BJP, he added. Addressing a public meeting in Piparia in Narmadapuram district of Madhya Pradesh, he said that the government will continue all the schemes in the next 5 years. Referring to the birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Ambedkar today, Mr. Modi said that BJP has given a new identity to his contribution in modern India. The name of the digital payment scheme that people make through mobile phones is Bheem UPI, named after Baba Saheb. Mr. Modi said that this is Baba Saheb's constitution, due to which today the president of the country is the daughter of a tribal family. He said the BJP government also declared the birthday of Lord Birsa Munda as a National Tribal Pride Day. Hectic campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified, with leaders of political parties seeking support for their candidates. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will also visit Karnataka today. He will address a public rally in Mysuru in the afternoon and later hold a road show in the coastal city of Mangaluru. His public address in Mysuru will be attended by party workers from Mysuru, Chamrajnagar, Mandya and Hasan Lok Sabha constituencies. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is in full swing, with senior leaders of political parties holding rallies in support of their candidates. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting in Nagpur this afternoon. The meeting is being held to support Congress candidate MLA Vikas Thackeray from Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency. Before that, Mr. Kharge will visit Deekshabhumi to pay homage to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar on his birth anniversary. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will also address an election rally at Sakoli of Bhandara district to campaign for Sunil Mente, the official candidate of Mahayuti or Grand Alliance for Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armour-protected main battle tank. The Defence Ministry said the system is now ready for final user evaluation trials for its induction into the Indian Army. The nation is paying homage to Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar today on his birth anniversary. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at his statue in Parliament Complex on his birth anniversary today. The Ministry of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for an immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance of maintaining security and stability in the region. It further urged both the nations to step back from violence and return to the path of diplomacy. Meanwhile, air raid sirens sounded across Israel earlier this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Lucknow Super Giants is underway at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Lucknow Super Giants were 51 for 2 in 6.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Kolkata won the toss and elected to field. In the second match today, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.